Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's successful real estate professional as they share it with you. Let's go.
Every once in a while, there comes a service that revolutionizes an industry. And I am proud to say that our best ever sponsor, Cozy, is that service for landlords and tenants. Cozy simplifies the rental process for everyone. Simply put, Cozy makes it easy to collect rent online, to screen tenants, to order credit reports, to do all the things that you are currently doing manually, but to automate it so that you can focus on more important things like growing your portfolio this year. The best part is that Cozy is completely free. It's free. There aren't any minimums, there aren't any transaction fees or monthly payments. No other service on the planet offers this to you for free. And one of the things that I love about Cozy is that Cozy automatically collects and transfers the rent so that every month you don't have to worry about forgetful tenants forgetting to pay you the rent. You can actually receive that rent automatically in your bank account, no questions asked. So you can say goodbye to paper checks, late payments, and all those lame excuses. And here's your chance to simplify your life and make more money. Join me and sign up for Cozy at cozy.co. That's cozy.co.
Hi there, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and today is January 4th. It's a Sunday. First off, happy 2015. I hope you had a wonderful New Year's Eve. Hope you had a wonderful New Year's Day, hanging out, doing whatever it is that you enjoy doing. And I'm excited to talk to you today about a skill that will help you in 2015 grow your business. And that is the power of delegation. What would it be like if there were three of you, if there were four of you working on your business and helping you get more leads, helping you find more sellers, helping you raise more money, whatever it is. It'd be pretty powerful, right? And that's what the power of delegation can do. And before you delegate, you have to find the people who will be good team members for you to do this delegation. You might think, well, okay, yeah, I'd like as many people as possible, but I don't have the money to pay them. Well, there are ways you can approach the process where you can exchange your expertise and a little bit of money for their commitment to helping you out. You know, people are shocked whenever I tell them that I do a daily podcast, because I'm doing all sorts of other stuff too. I'm working on deals. I am, working with my clients. I'm hanging out with my friends. I'm doing all sorts of things in my life. And they're like, well, how do you have time to do a daily podcast? And it's really simple. I have outstanding team members that help me create the podcast. Now, it didn't start out that way. When I started the podcast, I was doing everything myself. I was finding the people for interviews. I was promoting it in social media as much as I could. I would do all the editing from an audio standpoint, production standpoint. But now, all those things I delegate out to team members who are just all-stars. And I wouldn't be where I'm at now. The show wouldn't be where it's at now, if it weren't for them. So how you identify the right people, first, it could be at the school that you went to, either the college that you went to, the junior college, or it could be, even if you didn't go to school, it could be the local school wherever you're at, and going to the junior college and posting in the career center that you have an internship available. They might say, well, it needs to be paid. Well, in that case, you can give a stipend based on the amount of hours that they work, or based on performance. And then also you teach them the business. And that's where the value comes into play for both you and them, where you're teaching them based on your expertise. Because as a real estate entrepreneur or investor, you have a specific area that you're very good at. So teaching them that area would be very beneficial to them, assuming that they want to know that. For example, if you're working with an intern who wants to get into real estate, is interested in sales, perhaps they want to be a real estate agent, and you're a wholesaler, then your expertise as a wholesaler and finding buyers and sellers and tactics that you use is incredibly relevant to them. So finding the right motivated person, I recommend going through the college ranks to do that, because they need internships and they're hungry for that knowledge. And what you provide them, because you're actually living, breathing, and doing it, is going to help them with their career. Not only that, but the connections that you can give them. I wish I had done more of those things whenever I was in college. So I want to offer up those opportunities to college students, and that's the best way to do it. So that's the first thing you want to do, is identify where you can find them. And now there's a four-step process to actually implementing it with the individual. And here it is. Step number one is to set the goal with them that is trackable. And what I mean by trackable is that you have to be able to evaluate on an ongoing basis how they're doing. So you need to put some numbers towards it. And not only do you need to put the numbers towards it, but there needs to be a singular goal that they have. And that's really important, because I've worked with thousands of college students in my advertising career, and they're busy. They're very busy. Think back when you're in college, you have a lot of stuff going on. So it's important to be able to, one, evaluate how effective they are, both for you and them, to evaluate the effectiveness. But then two, make it a singular goal, because they have a lot of stuff going on in their life, from how do I get a job after school, which hopefully you're going to be able to help them with through this internship, to, what's going on Friday night, Thursday night, Tuesday night, to classes, to organizations, everything. So make the goal trackable, make the responsibility as singular as possible, whenever you're working with them. For example, I have one intern who helps me set up the interviews, and I have another intern who is responsible for social media promotion. And one of them is evaluated based on the number of interviews they set up, quality interviews they set up based on predefined criteria that we discussed, and the other is focused and evaluated on based on how well they grow the social media clicks from social media to my website. And they're responsible for growing it week over week, a certain percentage. So that's the first thing. The second thing is knowing what will determine or how they determine success in the partnership. You know, first and foremost, you'll need to know, okay, why are they wanting to work with you? And what do they ultimately want to get out of it? Their time is extremely valuable, as is yours. And you want to make sure that during the time together, they're getting the most out of it. So at the end of it, they know, okay, this was a good use of my time. So why are they doing it in the first place? And how can you structure that internship so that they're getting exactly what they want out of it? That's number two. Number three, I'm going to tell you in a second, but first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Best ever listeners, it's 2015, and wouldn't you like to simplify the landlording process and automate it as much as possible while making more money along the way? It's a landlord's dream, right? With online rent payments, applications, and secure credit reports, Cozy makes being a landlord incredibly easy. And best of all, it's completely free. Sign up for Cozy at cozy.co. That's COZY.co.
Okay, number three is get out of their way once you give them direction. So give them direction and then don't micromanage. Give them it and then let them run with it. Have some oversight at the beginning, but then after that, let them do their thing. Let them learn trial by error and give them as much oversight that's required that makes them feel comfortable that they have support, but that you're not micromanaging. For whatever reason, that people sometimes want to hover and see every step of the process. But for whatever reason, I've never had that chip in me. I've always enjoyed giving somebody a responsibility, giving them the direction, letting them run with it. And I believe that's the best way to manage this relationship and just management in general. So get out of the way as soon as you give them the responsibilities and let them do their thing. And lastly, do regular check-ins with them. Have regular meetings. I do it every other week with my two interns, and make sure that you're constantly giving them, telling them what they're doing right, because if they are doing more right things than wrong things, then it's important for them to know the right things that they're doing. So have the regular check-ins. Make sure that you're still doing the goals that they wanted to accomplish, why they're participating in the first place. And that's it. That's how you have a successful partnership. That's the four-step process for how you delegate. It's an incredibly powerful tactic to implement for your business. It'll be like having four of you working on your business, and there's a way to make it a win-win for everyone involved. Hope you have a wonderful Sunday, and I'll talk to you soon.